You're tuned to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio with KCBX News. I'm Tyler Pratt. Central Coast Curious is a series on KCBX where we invite listeners to ask us questions and then we report back to them with answers. Since we launched this series, we've received several questions asking, when will the Bob Jones Trail extension be built? For those who don't know, the Bob Jones City to Sea Trail runs from Ontario Road just off the 101 to Avila Beach. The plans for the trail are for it to eventually connect to the city of San Luis Obispo. Joining us by phone to find out more about the trail and the planned extension is Sean Cooper, senior planner with the County of San Luis Obispo's Parks Department. Hi, Sean.
Hi, Tyler.
So gotta ask, who is Bob Jones?
So Bob Jones was an environmental activist in the county. He was the president of the Land Conservancy, and he had a mission to protect the San Luis Obispo Creek Corridor. The Bob Jones Pathway will honor Bob Jones, whose vision was to listen to and encourage others to protect the environment and San Luis Obispo Creek.
Give us a little backstory of the trail. When was it imagined and when was it built?
The initial plans for the Bob Jones Pathway started back in the 80s, and the first portion of Pathway was actually built in the early 90s by San Luis Bay Estates in 1993. So that was the first piece of the trail that was built. It was a condition of that development and was dedicated to the county. Since then, the county has been working on plans to expand the length of that pathway all the way into San Luis Obispo, and the city of San Luis Obispo has also been working on plans and has built sections of the pathway that will connect from the city of San Luis Obispo to the Avila Beach pathway.
Great. You know, I've done several runs out on that trail myself, and I always see bikers out there. For anyone that hasn't been, set the scene of the trail for us. What's the scenery like?
So the Bob Jones Pathway is a Class 1 pathway, which means it's separated from the road. It's an 8-foot-wide paved pathway that is usable for recreation users on bicycles, people walking, people on roller skates, people with baby joggers. So it's a multi-use family-oriented pathway for recreation. It's scenic along the San Luis Obispo Creek corridor, and it goes from Ontario Road staging area all the way down to Avila Beach.
So as I mentioned, we have had several questions about when will the extension get built. So when will that happen?
The county is working on the segment of the Bob Jones Pathway that will connect Ontario Road to the Octagon Barn, and that's about a 4.5-mile stretch. We are currently working on the construction documents, which will be the plans and specifications for the construction of that segment of pathway. We have funding through about 65% construction documents, and we are continually looking for grant funding for the construction of the pathway. We don't have construction money identified, but as we move through the construction document phase, we apply for grant funding for the future construction of that pathway.
Okay, so when do you imagine getting construction started?
It's hard to tell when construction would begin. It'll be several years out before that section of pathway is constructed, but it continues to be a high priority for the county, and we continue to strive towards meeting the goal of actually building that pathway.
All right. Well, there you have it. Looking forward to seeing it completed. Sean Cooper with the San Luis Obispo County Parks and Recreation Department talking about future plans for the Bob Jones Trail. Thank you for speaking with us, Sean.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.
The county hasn't yet started the buying process for trail easements, and not all property owners may be willing to offer easements for the trail's construction. The county will start negotiations once the, quote, 65% construction documents are done, Cooper says, likely the first part of 2020. So far, the county supervisors have put $1.5 million towards the Bob Jones extension project. Tyler Pratt, KCBX News.